There, but this is Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147. Thanks for being on. Let's get right to our next guest analyst. He's going to probably be able to give us some of these numbers. Let's bring in Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group out of Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on, and Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year. Remember, always bet the over, not the under, when it comes to the jobs data. 2024 streak continues. That's a bad Scott.
So, what was the number?
I think we came in at 216,000 when we were pricing in 170,000. What does that mean for everybody? Just as we've gotten some inflation scares ticking back up in the UK, I think you're going to have the same thing happening in the US as that 10-year Treasury note tends to climb higher, now above 4%. That's going to pressure stocks in the near term.
Yeah, they didn't want to see that number. You're right. It's 216. I've got it here. Participation rate 62.5%. Average hourly, average weekly hours 34.3. That was basically in line. Average hourly earnings a little bit more. Hourly earnings a little hotter too, right? And as well as month over month and year over year. So, yeah, I mean,
but the White House is going to celebrate that headline unemployment number of only 3.7.
Well, but they don't understand that you know this. I don't know. I'm not saying that inflation is going to scream back up to 9%, but it just makes 2 a lot harder, doesn't it?
It just makes getting to 2 an awful lot harder. And, you know, coming in, I got to tell everybody, I mean, I look at this market setup. I think people are as confused as they were in 22 and 23 going into 2024. Because when I look at the 5 assumptions that you and I have talked about before that set up this year, 6 rate cuts, no economic slowdown, 10% earnings growth, no geopolitical turmoil, and no political chaos in the United States. Hey, you got to have 5 things go right to have a solid move in the S&P. I just think it's murky water coming off a gangbuster recovery year.
I think we've tripped coming out of the gates because, I don't know, you know, I was away for the week before at the end of the year, in between Christmas and New Year, and I watched the markets, obviously, because you kind of want to keep up to date on things, but it just, you know, the 10-year grind was grinding lower, equities grinding higher, and the 6 rate cuts next year was a near certainty. And, you know, if you look at the number of meetings, it's almost, you know, it's close to almost 1 a meeting if you go to 7 rate cuts. I mean, and whatever happened about the Fed not moving on rates 6 months before an election, all these other things nobody cared about at the end of the year last year. They just wanted that Santa Claus rally to post some decent gains. And it was like we woke up Tuesday morning and came in, and everybody's like, you know what, maybe we're not going to get the cuts. Maybe this doesn't work out, and all of a sudden the market kind of tails off. I mean, it's too obvious for me.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to poo-poo anyone's expectations, and I don't want anyone to ring the register and sell all their stocks coming into January. There are those sayings, as of January, so goes the year. But again, last time I checked, you know, it's only the 5th of January. That being said, to everybody, I mean, let's be sincere. You and I talked about it on your program consistently and constantly. If anybody was in the business, never wanted to take 2 weeks off, last year was Goldilocks. It was the perfect 2 weeks to take off at the end of the year. And having a little bit of an air pocket here shouldn't surprise anybody. But, you know, you've keyed in on something on multiple occasions, the lack of worry out there is an issue, because remember, markets like to climb a wall of worry. I say that again, markets like to climb a wall of worry, and there is not a lot of worry out there. I mean, if people were even worried about geopolitical, you wouldn't have oil trading at what, $73-$74 a barrel. I mean, that's probably the one thing that you mentioned in October and November that could come home to roost. You put oil back up into the 80s and 90s, and all it takes is a little bit of saber rattling in the desert to make that occur, and all of a sudden it's a big game changer where those expectations for the Fed change overnight.
Yeah, what people don't know is we're pumping more oil than we ever have ever done before. Everybody keeps singing pump, 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 you know, drill, 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 baby. But the reality is the last time we drilled this much oil or pumped this much oil, oil was between $40 and $60 a barrel. So that plays right into what you're saying, that there are some worries out there in oil land. And if that's the case, and it does squeeze higher, like you said, you know, we're $15 away from having a problem getting that inflation rate down.
No, that's exactly it. So, I mean, what do I tell everybody? I think, hey, listen, now is a great time. Everyone's going back to work. If you're not back at work, you'll probably be back at work on Monday. Take a look at the 401k. Take a look at that IRA. and remember the old school idea of rebalancing your portfolio back to tolerance so your stocks and your bonds are equal, well, I think it's a great time to be pushing that button right about now, because reality is the risk premium in certain forms of the stock market is still just a little too expensive. I do think people can continue to look at the Far East, that's Japan. I don't get excited about the European economy, but the European stocks have done well out of the gates, probably because they're cheap. And in equities, again, let's equal weight, not cap weight, our way to success in the first half.
Yeah, I like the way you talk like that, because, you know, that modern portfolio theory of money management, it's an old idea. But basically, it says take the winners, take the top off your winners, and add up to, and put it down into the ones that have lost money. And over a 20-year period, you have a better chance of beating the S&P than you do if you try to pick them, right?
I think that's just it. You know, I mean, everything gets weighed correctly in the end. You know, I mean, what is expensive becomes fairly priced. What is cheap rises in price to become fairly priced. And when I say everything gets weighed correctly in the end, hell, I thought I was being good in terms of my health over the last 2 weeks of December. I jumped on the scale the other day, and I'm like, oh, crap, I did weigh correctly in the end. You should see the LBs I put up, and I'm not talking about my bench press.
Well, you know, you're preaching the choir there on that one. So, all right, well, I mean, we got 60 seconds left. How do you want to set up the end of the day, maybe going into next week? What are your thoughts here? And all those people out there that are thinking about investing or have trouble maybe saving for their 401k in retirement, what are you telling them now?
Well, here's what I'm telling everybody. The biggest news story that wasn't covered really quick is that we've got $34 trillion in debt. That's more than $100,000 per person. So go into your 401k. And strongly consider using the Roth 401k. You might be talking to your CPA. Everyone wants a tax deduction. Maybe consider doing a Roth IRA instead of a traditional IRA. And to all the executives out there, if you're not making voluntary after-tax contributions, what I call the mega backdoor Roth, you got to find a way to do it, because the tax-free safety zone is where your money's got to go.
Right.
Because the enemy is not a recession. It's not a war. The enemy is going to be the redistribution of wealth through higher taxes. So find a way to isolate and protect yourself from that. That's my message into 2024.
Awesome stuff. Awesome way to kick it off. Happy New Year, Craig. Thank you very much for being on the show. Craig Bolanos, he's with the Wealth Manager Group in Chicago. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.